bottle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Wrapping up this story about road funding, Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushing her
There it is. This particular advertising campaign, different than the name of the plan she came back out with in February, back in February, My Road Ahead Plan. MI for Michigan Road Ahead Plan. Well, the biggest problem she has is the House Republicans. House Republicans are not going to support $1.6 billion in new taxes. Whitmer wants to raise the 1.6 by making corporations pay their, quote, fair share to do business in Michigan and help rebuild the roadways proportionately to how their businesses cause wear and tear to our infrastructure. Her reason for increased contributions from corporations such as Amazon, X, Facebook, and TikTok is that they use Michigan roadways to deliver goods or services, they haul heavy weights and semi-trucks, and they bombard Michiganders with nuisance pop-up advertisements that inconvenience consumers. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Inconvenience consumers? You know what would really inconvenience consumers, Gretchen? Paying the increased taxes that these corporations would pass on to us when we consume their products. Now, it's kind of interesting, because out of the four entities she mentioned, Amazon is really the largest that uses the roads much more than social media platforms, X, Facebook, and TikTok. Now, I know there's a lot of businesses that advertise on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, which causes people to drive on the roads to get to these businesses or to pick up these products. But what she's basically pointing at, higher fees on large trucks, digital advertising, iGaming, and the corporate income tax are all rumored possibilities of what the governor is looking at increasing to get to her $1.6 billion benchmark. But nothing particular was laid out. Two possibilities floated behind the scenes include a fee on Uber and Lyft drivers or other ride-sharing apps, or adding a fee on every single Amazon purchase that is delivered in the state of Michigan. No specific tax increase, however, has been formally proposed by the governor's office. Whitmer said $500 million can be added to the road funding pot by cutting costs. An area that actually coincides with Matt Hall, the speaker's first two proposed plans. Nothing in particular was mentioned by the governor to trim costs. We're moving on. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deet. He is the founder of Institute for Family Justice. Greatly appreciate him coming on the show, having a conversation this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you today because last week after we had you on the show, again, quite a few people texted me. I sent them your contact information. And a lot of questions coming in, basically, that I created a folder because it seems like every single time I have you on the show, people text me some questions. I don't always get to them while we're live on the radio. But I created a folder and have a couple of leftover text messages that I want to start with as far as asking you some questions. One of the things that people who go through this process of unfortunately having to file divorce, they're going to separate, there are children involved. What is normally the process? Do the attorneys explain it to the clients when they file the papers for divorce? Do they explain to them family court? Do they explain to them friend of the court? How does that process normally work in the beginning when a couple decide to divorce and they're going to get an attorney to file? From your experience and others that have shared with you, what is the process that this whole thing starts out with regards to the attorneys?
Yeah, I really can't comment on what all the attorneys are doing for all the parents out there. I know that in my experience and the people that I've talked to, that the attorneys have not done a very good job explaining what's going on or what the process is going to be like. You know, what they do is they ask you, like, parts of the case and what you want, and then, you know, they go and file motions based upon that. But they haven't ever really sat down with me and explained what the process is going to look like and what to expect and how long this could take, you know, and what my options are if things don't go the way I want them to go.
So the question then comes, do you think that the attorneys, the law profession, the bar association, their members, do you think that this is possibly a place for your organization to begin possibly opening up a dialogue and creating a situation where you actually maybe start networking with the attorneys? That was the question one of the listeners posed. I would think, he said, I'm pulling up the information right now on the text, I think working with the Bar Association, perhaps working with the attorneys, might be a way to get them to understand more about the problems, the issues that could help solve many of these issues before it gets to the point where they have to reach out to your organization and end up filing lawsuits. Is that a possibility, or do you think it's counterproductive to what the reality of the situation is?
No, I think that's really good. I think it's a really good plan. You know, I have tried to work with some lawyers, and most of them have not been receptive, but there are a few that are. You know, I don't understand why the ones weren't receptive, you know, because I'm very knowledgeable in the law. And the only thing I could think that happened was that their ego got in the way. Because when I started speaking to them about the law and the case law, instead of continuing to debate me, they just tell me they're right, I'm wrong, and then hang up, which, you know, that doesn't show the proper professional conduct from some of these attorneys. So I definitely think that working with the Michigan Bar and working with the American Bar would be a great idea, so we can work on the professional standards of these people so that we can get better performance out of our attorneys.
Right. Well, they're probably not going to take you seriously until you guys start raising enough money where you're going to then be in a situation to hire some of these attorneys that align with your values, your mission, your goals, what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe until you get to that point before they start taking you serious. But at this point, basically, not interested. They know more than you. They have the law degree. They're the attorneys. You're not. So that kind of that attitude is what you're dealing with.
There's a lot of that. And then when I start proving them wrong when they say something, and I know that it's wrong, and I quote the case law that shows that they're wrong, that's when they lose their composure. You know, and that's when they hang up, because they can't, for some reason, they don't have the ability to be wrong, which may be a fundamental trait of narcissism. Narcissism personality disorder is when you have the inability to be wrong and to be willing to consider that someone else could be right.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, one of the things that this person was texting me was that they had a child, that adult child, got married. You know, they thought they had a perfect marriage. Everything was going fine. Had a couple of kids. And then, unfortunately, the husband had an affair outside the marriage. And it was something that the wife couldn't deal with and filed for divorce. And now that's triggered, you know, them having to go through divorce and dealing with the family court and visitation rights and all that. And so, you know, it's very disturbing to the parents. Because, well, number one, you want what's best for your kids. I mean, that's the goal of every parent. You want them to be happy and successful and have, you know, great lives. Paid for the wedding, you know, thought they were doing the right thing as grandparents, as the babies came along. Never saw it coming, but when it did happen, it proved to be very, you know, stressful on the entire family. Not just, you know, the daughter and the son-in-law, but it's affecting both sets of grandparents as well as the kids and other family members, siblings and others, you know, having all an opinion about it. And he said it's just very stressful. And actually he texted me and said he was very thankful that you were, you know, putting this together. Wanted to know more about how that they could possibly, you know, ask certain questions to trigger thoughts, to make it better, to improve it, to basically speed up the process. But at this point, for those who don't know what we're talking about, let's back the bus up. I know you've been on the show, you know, before, but for the new listeners that have never heard you before, explain exactly what the mission is and what you've put together regarding the Institute for Family Justice.
Yeah, the mission is to take up appellate cases pro bono for parents. You know, I just met another lady just the other day who was going through a family court issue in Mayo. And, you know, when I read her court order, it's completely contradictory. It says she's granted joint physical and legal custody of her child, right? But then it gives her not even quite weekend parenting time. And how is that joint physical custody if you're only in your child's life on the weekends? And then she was talking to the friend of the court lady, and the friend of the court lady there says, you know, it's just going to cost you a whole bunch of money to file appeals, and so you might as well just, you know, accept what you get. And then she talked to her lawyer, who she paid, and he says, oh, well, I don't do appeals, and the appellate lawyers are very specialized, and there's not any in this area. And so because of the fact that we are lacking an adequate appellate representation, we're having a lot of court orders come out of these lower courts, which are just atrocious, and they're just standing because people don't have the ability or the resources to litigate these things to a higher court. And so what I'm building is a pro bono appellate law firm to restore and enforce the rights of children to have a relationship with their parents.
Well, one of the things I think that it's kind of interesting is this process has been going on for so long. And I think a lot of people have basically just resolved themselves to the fact that if this is something that's going to happen, a divorce is going to take place, and they have to deal with family court and custody, visitation rights, and things like that. They don't really know or understand that there is a legal process that they're going through, but there are options, there are solutions that might help ease the pain, ease the, the dealing with the current legal system. This is basically what you guys are trying to get the message out about. This is basically your whole mission, what you're trying to do.
That's a big part of it, is educating parents and what the process is like, educating them on what the government says their rights are so that they know how to enforce them. You know, the Supreme Court already came out in Troxell v. Granville that says you have a fundamental liberty interest in the care, custody, and control of your children, which supersedes the Constitution. It's one of the most fundamental rights the people of America have, or the people of the world have, is the right to have children. And a lot of people don't understand that they have these rights that are codified by the Supreme Court like that, nor do they understand how to enforce it. So if they're getting into this, if they're the beginning stages, and they come in, they talk to me, I can give them a lot of paperwork from the government. We can go over and we can read it, and I can show them how to adequately enforce their parental rights.
Got it. Well, one of the things that we talked about when we began, you know, setting up your interviews and talking about the issues, the mission, what you're trying to accomplish, again, it all based on, stem from the fact that, you know, I've been doing the show now going all the way back to 2012, and over the last 13 years, a lot of people call me or text me after the show about different things going on in their lives, problems with unemployment insurance back during the China virus pandemic, people having problems with local zoning, building departments, you know, who should I reach out to? Who should I call? You know, state representatives, state senators, U.S. congressmen, you know, really, based on my problem, Randy, what do you think I should do? And one of the areas that I get over the years, numerous phone calls or text messages about, is dealing with these frustrations and a family court in dealing with divorces and dealing with child support and visitation rights and things like that. And I said, you know, there's got to be a better way to get through this process. There's got to be a better way for people to be able to deal with these court issues and deal with the legal system. And this is basically what the main reason, the mission as to why you put this Institute for Family Justice together.
That's exactly why. Because why I'm doing this and why I'm doing it in a pro bono fashion, where we're not out doing this to make money. We're doing this because, you know, we believe in justice. And as long as there's profit in justice, there'll be no justice. And there's only one thing that I can guarantee in life. There's only one thing any of us can guarantee, and that is change. And this type of change is long overdue.
Well, I'm going to give out the phone number. And also, if you would like the phone number as well as the website, just text me family. I have a folder set up on my phone to auto-reply back with Jonathan Deek's Institute for Family Justice contact information. The phone number is 231-330-6825. Again, 231-330-6825. And the website is I4FJ.com, InstituteForFamilyJustice.com. And you can give them a call. You can also, on the website at the very top, you'll see their mailing address, their phone number, their email, and the post office box if you'd like to make a donation to support this effort. Bottom line is, Jonathan, real quick here in the last minute or so, basically raise enough money, invest that money, and then be able to provide the resources to hire the attorneys and to possibly start taking this through the appellate court system all the way to ultimately the United States Supreme Court. That's ultimately your goal.
That is absolutely my goal. You know, because we can try and pass laws, and I've been part of that. I have one of five signed copies of the people that put together the Missouri Shared Parenting Law, a 50-50 presumption law, you know, which is great. But the legislature is a popularity contest. It changes with the whims of the people. But a case out of the Supreme Court is binding over every single state. This is the most effective use of our resources, is to litigate to the Supreme Court, because it will bind all of the states.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, text me family. I'll send you the contact information, website, as well as phone numbers. You want to get a hold of Jonathan, give him a call. I'll give you the information. Jonathan, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, Randy. God bless.
God bless.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.